It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Donald McKenzie was born in Scotland on June 15, 1783. When he was just 17 years old, McKenzie emigrated with his family to Canada. Soon, he and his brothers became involved in the fur trade and were engaged with the Northwest Company. In 1810, McKenzie left the Northwest Company to become a partner in the Pacific Fur Company, financed principally by John Jacob Astor. He was involved in the historical Astor expedition, which led to the discovery of several western rivers. McKenzie became reacquainted with the Northwest Company and returned to the Columbia region in 1816. He and his trappers made the first extensive exploration of southern Idaho starting in 1818, with annual expeditions through 1821. With the merger of the Northwest Company and Hudson's Bay Company in 1821, Donald McKenzie was appointed governor of the Reed River Settlement. He left the Pacific Northwest and moved to Fort Garry for a decade, serving as governor of the area, including most of present-day Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta, Canada. In 1834, McKenzie retired and moved to Mayville, New York, where he lived for the next two decades. Among the distinguished visitors McKenzie entertained and advised while living in Mayville were Daniel Webster and William H. Seward, who later served as Secretary of State. McKenzie not only gave advice on where the international boundaries should be established for Oregon, but also may have planted the seeds that led to the purchase of Alaska from Russia. McKenzie died January 20, 1851, in Mayville. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.